John Court is with us now, and John Court has ridden more than 3,800 winners, nearly 3,900 winners in an unbelievable career. He is the recipient of the Mike Venezia Memorial Award, and that is a very special award in itself. We're going to tell you all about it. John, welcome to the program here this morning.
Well, thank you, Dave. It's good to be on the show.
Can you even imagine what it is like for Victor Espinoza to be in this position for a third time?
Oh, it's got to be exhilarating. And I'm sure he's feeling the pressure, but I'm sure on the same note, he's enjoying the journey. Got to be enjoying it.
Yeah, he has to be. And so often we hear jockeys talk about riding at Belmont Park and how different it can be from other racetracks. But hey, an eighth pole is an eighth pole. A quarter pole is a quarter pole. Is it that much different, John, than other tracks?
Well, Belmont is. It has its great reputation, but at the same time, it's a mile and a half oval. So even though it's eighth pole to eighth pole, it's still the famous Belmont. So it does have the mystique to it that it's probably, as I mentioned earlier, he'll be feeling the pressure of the third leg of the Triple Crown. So it holds its own, but you're right. It's a track, and all the horses have to run on it. So it's going to be exciting Saturday.
And you will be there Monday, if I'm not mistaken, right, to receive the Mike Venezia Memorial Award. Will you be there in person to do that?
I really do want to be there. However, as they knew going in that when I was told that I was the winner, that they did say this might be bittersweet, they understood that there were stakes races around the country. And sure enough,
yeah,
I am obligated and committed, so I'll have to fulfill that commitment. But my son, oldest son, will be there to receive the reward for me.
Is he the award. Jiu-Jitsu master?
Yes, as a matter of fact, he is at the master ranks, and he is a three-time world champion. He's got the gold medals, and he's won the Pan Ams.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable. Let's talk about this tremendous honor, John, because the Venezia Memorial Award was created in, 1989, and people may have, may remember that horrific incident with Mike Venezia, who was killed in a racing accident in October of 1988 at Belmont Park, and this is a great way to honor his memory, and I know it's a tremendous honor for you. Talk about what this means for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was taken back just to find out that I was nominated for it. I was felt very honored, and it was just a great honor to be nominated. And then the fact that I get the call that I'm the winner or the recipient was, it had me lightheaded. I'll tell you what, I was excited. My wife was excited about it. And what a true honor and very humbling that I was voted in by my fans and my peers. And I'm just still taking in the excitement about it, and the fact that I won the award is just almost left me speechless.
Yeah, and you mentioned being voted on by your peers. This is voted on by jockeys and turf riders, racing fans, and to have an award that is so meaningful, and again, to have your peers be the ones who determine that you're the guy that's going to get it has to just be just amazing.
It is. It is amazing. I was excited during the voting process, and as a matter of fact, I was wanting to vote myself, but I never got there. I kind of was tossing that back and forth. Should I vote? Well, politicians vote for themselves, and by the time I realized that I need to at least go ahead and cast my vote, the time had passed. So I was like, well, that's the way it is, and for whatever reason, I finished in front, so I wanted to definitely thank all the fans and the Belmont that puts the award up there, and especially the Mike Venezia family that I feel very honored, I said, and humbled to receive it. So it's a very popular award that's recognized across the country, and I'm delighted, as well as my family.
Who gave you the phone call to tell you that you were the winner?
Richard Migliori. He also called me to let me know that I was nominated, and then he called me. It was kind of funny because he called, and he was the one that said, well, I've got some bittersweet information, and I thought, okay, here we go. And then that's when he said that, I know that it's a big day at Churchill, that there's stakes running. And I thought, well, I didn't have that much business, and I thought this would be a great opportunity. My wife and I, we love coming to New York. And it was a little bit of a deflating moment when I found out I couldn't go, that I actually have to honor some calls. One of them's for my father-in-law. It's a nice filly. I ride for her, and she's already a stakes-proven filly this year, too, for that matter. So she's in, and I had enough business that I had to honor my calls, and they understood that. But with that being said, they also were able to allow me to have my son receive the award. So we're excited about him coming up in New York and receiving the award in my behalf.
It has to be a huge thrill for him, I can imagine, as well. And, of course, Richard Migliori, who you mentioned, was the recipient of this very same award in 2003. So he realizes how special this is. Where, John, I mentioned your 3,800 wins, or nearly 3,900 wins. You've won countless graded stakes races, competed on some of the biggest races we have in this particular sport. Where does this honor rank for you in your career?
Well, at this stage of my career, it's right up there at the top. So there's something that I'll be proud of, the accolade of receiving this award. And I just, as I said earlier, I'm almost speechless just for the fact that I was recognized amongst the thousands of riders that are out there and that have been riding for decades as well. But I've always tried to be a gentleman rider, and I think it's paid off. I mean, there's still a lot of fight in me, and I've got a competitive spirit. But at the same time, I've just got a philosophy that I've tried to apply, whether I'm on the track or off the track, or on horses, or on the back of horses. So, and I guess it's been recognized. So I'm something I do feel proud about. I'm glad my kids and my family, my mother is extremely proud. So I guess as long with my mother, I'd have to say my father ingrained a lot of that growing up. And that's definitely showing as an adult in my adult life.
Your other son, Aaron, is really just getting started with his riding career, and he is at Churchill Downs with you. You're going to have a chance to ride against him in some races. What's that like, riding with your son?
Well, that's a good question. It's amazing, to be honest with you. I've ridden some prestigious races, from the Derby and Breeder Cup races, and over there in Japan where I was felt out of place, and I win the Japan Cup Dirt, so that's one of my highlights of my career. But when my son started riding, I found a new level of nervousness that now I know what a parent feels like when their child is out there doing something extreme and the danger element. And I never really took that in consideration with myself, but with my son, that I do have a sense of father or parental worry. But it's been fun. He's been riding, and I enjoy watching him win. But if I get out there, he's going to try to beat me, and we have fun with it, and I try to beat him, and he outbroke me the other day in the gate, and I was just laying behind him thinking, well, there he goes. But I'd like to see him do good and continue to expand on his career, and wish him nothing but the best with my prayers and high hopes for him.
I've had several riders tell me that they wouldn't want their kids to be a jockey because they understand the dangers of that profession. When he came to you and told you that he wanted to follow in your footsteps, what was your reaction, John?
Oh, goodness. I had a mixed feelings, from some excitement for him. I would never want to discourage him in anything that his heart was set in to do. But yeah, again, as the self-preservation part of a parent, I was like, one thing I want to make sure is, and he has learned, is how to tuck and roll, because we used to ride motocross bikes too, so he was always the athletic one and adventurous one besides just your typical ball games and school games and club games. But when you get out there and you're on the back of a horse or a motorcycle or something like that, the element of danger, I always feel like it definitely is on a higher level, and it's just something that sits in the back of your mind, but you have to just put it out of your mind when you're doing it. And those are where my concerns lie with him. But I'm enjoying watching him ride and racing with him, so it's fun.
Well, John, you're a class act, and you always represent the game and put the best foot forward for this sport. And I really appreciate you taking a little time here this morning. Congratulations again on the Mike Venezia Memorial Award, and safe trip over there at Churchill Downs, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.